If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
All right, welcome to another episode of Fuck You, Dad, everybody. This week, we got a great guest, great comedian, great old friend of mine, Grant Sheffield, everybody.
All right. Thank you, sir. So good to be on the podcast with you and Nick.
It's good to see you, man. It's been like I said earlier, it's been a long time. Like we were hanging out at open mics in Raleigh beforehand. And that must have been more than a year ago, I want to say.
Absolutely. I haven't been home since 2019.
Oh damn.
Like that's the last time I was I think like early 2019 was the last time I was like at home and doing jokes in North Carolina. It's definitely been like 2 years, probably more, because I think I saw
you're gonna use the coronavirus as an excuse to not visit your parents for like 10 years,
dude.
You'll be like, there's a new strain out. Yeah. New strain. Can't come home this year. It's for your safety. Mom, I know it's hard, but listen, read this article. New strain. It's coming. They're mating a duck with a fucking aardvark in China. Shit's popping off.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. I'm going to try to go. I'm thinking like next month I'm going to go or whatever.
How are you going? Are you flying? You driving?
Yeah, I'm gonna fly. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I flew once, and if you're careful, it's not that. It's basically like being in a giant mall. Yeah. But it is strange. It is strange to see people that are like, "Yeah, I'm going places during this." Oh, you know. Dude,
think about it for me. Like I went on a flight recently. I walked into LaGuardia, the airport or whatever, and it's like nobody in there, and like
in New York.
Yeah, there are like 19 million people in the state. Somebody should always be flying.
Yeah, it should be flying. Yeah. No, it is rightfully deserted when you go to an airport. It's the TSA is hilarious to me. I'm like, we still worried about bombs? Are we still worried about the most dangerous
thing? Should you be checking my temperature? I still have to take off my shoes.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
What are we talking about?
I just went on a flight to North Carolina because I visited my parents, and We had a layover in Atlanta. So like in Chicago, it was chill. Like not a lot of people in the airport. Everyone was spaced out. Atlanta, though, was like good old times.
They don't give an actual fuck in Atlanta.
No. It's a packed mall, right? And everyone has their mask on except, and I thought this was so funny. There was this one Chili's in the airport, the airport Chili's. And you know how airport restaurants are. It's like it's open as shit. It's in the airport. But apparently at this Chili's, you didn't have to wear a mask. So that place is packed with people not wearing a mask and just being like, "Yeah, Chili's, they found out they put the virus in the beer now." So it turns out you're just immune by the time you leave. So it's all good. Apparently airport Chili's is the place to go if you don't want COVID.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, they don't. Yeah, you go to wear a fucking mask in a gas station in Atlanta, and people look at you like you're weird.
Yeah, dude. That's a place that never closed. Like
no,
like they never ever closed. Like I flew home last month. I wasn't there for like maybe 2 days, right? Like I flew from here to North Carolina, but I had a layover in D.C. And it seemed like the further I got towards the Mason-Dixon line, the less restrictions there were. Like
100%.
No more hand sanitizer every 5 seconds, no more mask, right? Like people are doing open chest hugs in North Carolina.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. North Carolina is like the last line where people sort of care until it's like, oh, it's South Carolina, they just straight sneeze in your mouth when you get there and hand you a beer. I mean, it's over.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's the funniness of, because I think there is a lot of the Southern mentality is just being kind of stupid. So I think their whole thing is like, "What are you, pussy? What are you afraid of?" Like, I do think that's like the state's line on COVID. It's like, "What are you scared? You bitch or something?"
Yeah.
You know?
And Florida is just like, you can't contain people in Florida. That's
Florida's just straight. Yeah. That's just absolute insanity.
Yeah. Before I go to Florida, I will make sure that like 98% of the population is vaccinated before I go there.
Yeah. Florida is like, that's the last man's. That's when you fully don't care.
Yeah.
they need to just carpet bomb that place with hand sanitizer. Just like crop dust the entire state.
Right.
They needed to do it before the coronavirus, honestly. But
yeah, that's where the next thing's coming. There's going to be like a virus with like an 80% fatality rate that comes out of fucking Florida.
Yeah, that's going to be the new like epicenter of whatever destroys the world.
About Wuhan. Have you been to a rave in Miami? The level of disgusting that's going on over there.
One of my friends asked, they were like, I'm in my Miami right now. This is like a couple days ago. I'm in my Miami right now. Who can sell me weed? And I'm like, this is, you can't just be going around. Like, I think we passed a record in, well, I was trying to get convinced to do an indoor show in Iowa. And the guy trying to convince me to do it was like, I think they just had 1,000 deaths today. Like, it's under 1,000 deaths today.
It's so funny. Hey, it's only 1,000. It's only 500,000 people that are dead. That's come insane, on.
Dude. How much were they paying? No, nothing matters.
The amount, I think school shootings really trained the American public to be so just cold to death.
Oh yeah.
That it's like if you look in the news every other like month and it was like, oh, like in Las Vegas, like what? I think like 200 people died or some insane amount. And like by Thursday, everyone's like, yeah, what else is new? You know what I mean? So I think with COVID now, it's just like, oh, only 1,000. Well, yeah, who cares? And it's like so fucking, I don't know, 500,000. No one's allowed to bring up 9/11 like that even remotely mattered ever again.
Oh,
I mean, 3,000. Are you kidding me? That's a car accident.
Yep.
That doesn't matter. I'm sorry. If you don't give a fuck about 500,000 people dying, you're going to bring up 9/11. 9/11 is that's fucking nothing. That was a freak accident.
I think what's crazy is like, I love watching Dr. Fauci just be like everybody's grandpa. That's my favorite thing. He's like, every day he just gives you the worst news. He's just like, it is what it is. Yeah. You go outside, you can't. Do you want to die? Tough. Like, this is how it is all the time.
It's just rough, man. And it's one of those things where you're like, it's just definitive proof. And everyone's like, America's number one. And I think a lot of people are always been like, well, obviously not. And I feel like this is one of those, like, obviously not, where you're like, how could you have failed more at this? How could you have failed more? Like, I don't know if you could have, I don't know. Aside from not giving a fuck completely whatsoever at all. It's just ridiculous to be this late in the game and you got this amount of death.
That's what I was
saying. The fact that like there isn't just like the National Guard in the street handing out the vaccine is absurd. You know what I mean?
Kenyon wants to sit at home for the rest of his life. He's like, the army should be at the door pointing their guns at me.
They should give the vaccine out so that we could get back to life, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I agree.
They
should be shooting us with guns full of vaccine.
I'm not talking for a more lockdown. I'm saying I'm at my wit's end, but I want it to be over. Quickly, but it's like only gone because of like sheer incompetence. You know what I mean?
I am well past over. Like when I'm, like I said earlier, like whenever I'm like in the classroom and teaching, like this is my first week back, and to see like two or three kids in the classroom, I'm just like,
dude,
we could just be home, all of us.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done chilling. I'm chilled out. I'm done. I want stuff to do. I want to take the train. I want to go back to regular life. It's definitely like you're starting to lose it, you know?
Yeah, dude. Like, I think there's going to be a novelty on being busy when the pandemic is over. Like,
it's going to be crazy. It's going to be absolutely insane.
I think it's going to be because the roaring 20s is what happened after that. They had a pandemic back then. And then the roaring 20s happened once I don't know, something good happened and it went away. I don't know that part of history.
Basically just a lot of it killed so many people that it was over. That's what it did.
I'm honestly thinking like, you know, who's going to cash in is those people who like, you know, like play music in the train station. I'm like, I'm giving you a 20, dude, and I'm just fucking raving with a bunch of strangers. I think everything's going to be like a music festival.
Oh,
everyone's going to be so pumped to be out.
Absolutely.
Oh, I can't wait. That I think everyone's gonna be in a good mood and out again. Like I can't wait to like you said, like be in a crowded train and even going to an office in the morning and you got your cup of coffee and you're on the train and you hate everything. I even want that back.
Yeah. I don't know about the going to the office. I'll call it on that. That's I could go with no office for the rest of my life. I'll say that.
I'm good. Like,
yeah, I'm good with that. I'd rather fly back to China, eat a bat once a month than go back to an office, but I'm not about. Yeah. I was with you till you brought up the office. I was like, under no circumstances are we ever happy to go to an office. I don't give a fuck if I've been locked in a vault for 3 years.
Oh yeah. For sure, dude. I don't, yeah. I think I will, like I said earlier, I will never miss a potluck. I will never miss a work beer.
A hang at a restaurant or a bar? Are you kidding me? Proper. Just going to go so the movies? Just anything.
But Kenyon, Grant is a teacher, and I know teachers go crazy.
They absolutely do. Because, like, this was funny about, like, teachers. I don't have any joke for this. But teachers are the biggest drunks that I know. And I know comics, right?
Yeah. Comics are sober now than responsible people.
Yeah. Oh, like,
what do you think that is? It's like just the stress of having to fucking teach like five groups of children each day, or
I think it's because you have to deal with 180 personalities and then make no money to deal with it. It's like a like psychiatrists that get paid minimum wage. It's like, geez, dude.
That's fucking wild. Damn, man.
But you know. my sister is a guidance counselor in a high school. And
what do you even tell someone right now? You're like, get in the bunker, buy tuna and shotguns. Yeah. What are you gonna want to do?
Take an aspirin and then eat some cat food and go to bed. Because
I don't know what you would tell. Like, what are you thinking to do in the future? Stockpile food? Yeah, no, that's a great post high school move.
Like, I can't even imagine what a resume is supposed to look like in this day and age. Like, resume. We don't think tomorrow's happening. What's the purpose?
Yeah, what the fuck you talk about resume?
Absurd. Yeah, I could never.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, man, I don't know, dude. I am so ready for the pandemic to be over.
But like you said, you're vaccinated. So you're on the other end. You're just waiting for everybody else to catch up.
Everybody else to catch up, though.
Yeah. Sneak me a dose, man. I don't know. I was vaccinated. I'd be out.
Yeah. So Grant, you got to tell our huge base. So you got vaccinated. Did you feel any sort of side effects or anything feel out of ordinary?
Yeah. The first vaccine,
Grant just starts bleeding out of his eyes and dies.
At the mouth. Yeah. I think the first vaccine, it was like typical arm soreness or whatever for like maybe a day or so, and then it was like pretty much chill. The second vaccine, as publicized, definitely lives up to its name. It fucking dropped a hammer on my ass.
So you feel like sick?
No, like I'm good now. But like what happened was essentially I got the vaccine last Thursday at like 3-4 o'clock in the evening. And I like documented my Instagram stories like 24 hours later, 30 hours later, whatever. And like I think Friday. Yeah, Thursday I got the vaccine. Friday at about 11 a.m., I started, like, getting chills. And then, like, I started getting, like, really, really hot.
Fuck. Then, so you got a fever.
Yeah, so I had, like, it was, like, a quick fever. It probably, for me, it was, like, maybe an hour or so. Like, okay. That's the brunt of it for me. And then, like, that night, I thought I was good. And then, like, 9 o'clock, I get in bed. And like, I got these pains in my back that I've never had before. Like, shit is moving and percolating and innervating in my muscles. I'm like, yo, I'm, dude, it was nuts. So then I got like a Tylenol and like went to sleep because of my girlfriend. She's like, oh, how are you feeling? I was like, I'm like a 3 out of 10, right?
Yeah.
Right. I run at a 5 generally. So that's how bad I felt. I was like, dude, this is fucking insane. Cause like, we were hanging out. And then, like, she went to, like, hang out with a friend because I was cool at, like, 5-6 o'clock that same day. I was cool. I was like, oh, have fun with your friend. I'll be here whenever you get back, blah, blah, blah. Simple, simple night, right? 8:45, things started moving. And I was like, oh. So it's like a brain fog where you're like, what's happening? Like, you can feel it moving up in your system. Like,
damn.
You know?
Because it does have, like, a little bit. And again, I'm an idiot. But there's like you're getting like a little dose of the COVID, right? Or like some sort of
I think people if I remember correctly, people who have had COVID, they would probably have potentially a worse experience with the vaccine. Like, I didn't ever get it. So, like, you know, I was fine. Like, my girlfriend, when she got it, she was struggling, like, really hard one day. Like, she was, like, crying because she was, like, back pains and, like, stuff was hurting. And I was like, oh, shit, you're worse off than me. But she also had the virus back in March when it was, like, fresh out the pack, you know.
There would be something nice about getting sick in March and beating it very easily, and that you're like, at least I'm on the other end of this thing.
Yeah.
Where it was like, I've never gotten it because I've given a shit this whole time. It's just lingering. It's over you, over your head. So there's something nice about if you got it and it wasn't that bad, that you're kind of like, at least that's out the door. I'm not like, I kind of know what happens if you get it, you know?
Yeah. I told people, like, everybody I've talked to, I'm just like, hey, get the vaccine. The sooner you get it, the sooner, like, those symptoms and shit are over, right? Like, my girl, she got hers, like, in the middle of the day on, like, I don't know, I think a Saturday. And then by 4 o'clock the next day, she was cool. Mm-hmm. So, like, it took her, like, a full day and a half or so, and she was fine. And that's why I'm like, get it early, 8 a.m. if possible.
I'm going to treat it like a mushroom trip. I'm going to be like, give me the vaccine. And then I'm going to put on, like, my special shirt, and I'm going to get a blanket and a, like, a nice movie. And I'm going to ride this puppy out.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's going to be a wave for sure.
Yeah. Or it'll be like, like home security. Like, you can either get the vaccine or you can just get the sticker that says you've been vaccinated. And that's just as good.
Yeah,
so, Grant, where did you grow up in North Carolina?
I did.
Okay.
In Goldsboro.
Goldsboro.
Yeah.
Oldsboro?
Goldsboro, dude.
Oh, Goldsboro.
Yeah.
What part of the state is that in?
Oh, Eastern. So it's like close to the coast. So, like, Goldsboro is like an hour from Raleigh, an hour from Wilmington.
Is there a Rocky Mount?
Exactly. Like,
okay.
30 minutes from Rocky Mount, about maybe a little bit less, actually.
And did you get, like, in a lot of trouble as a kid, or were you, like, a straight lace?
You know what? I was the kid who I would get in trouble in private, if that makes sense, right? Like, I would never get in trouble at school because, like, I was sneaky about the shit I did. Like, me and my
friends,
we would wrestle in the bathroom and throw each other in the walls and, like, kick each other in the toilets. And then we would walk out of the bathroom like nothing happened.
Yeah. Boys always have, like, it's a weird thing. I also had middle school. I had, like, a secret violence club as well, where we, like, just went to the hill and, like, chucked each other off during recess. Mm-hmm. But, like, we knew, like, if teachers came up there, they'd be like, guys, stop
throwing each other off the hill, please.
Yeah. Dude, middle school is the most toxic my masculinity has ever been.
Like, yeah, same, absolutely. Really, you should be put in a cage. You should be quarantined in middle school.
Oh, yeah.
You should not be able to leave your house legally.
You almost said cage, and then you're like, I shouldn't say kids should be put in cages. that is not a good time to say
kind of betray my people with that one. But yeah. I do think quarantine should stay for middle schoolers, because that's just, they're the that was the most miserable and toxic years of the life.
Yeah, dude. Of course, I teach them now, so I get to see
this. Oh, you can't go high school? I feel like if you're going to teach, like, the closest you are to, like, some sort of functional adult is the better.
I think it's just so funny watching, like, these kids go through, like, awkward phases. I'm like, ooh, you're going to be awkward for a long, long time. Like, there's some kids where I'm like, you're going to have a weird 20s and 30s. Like, I just know this.
Isn't it funny how, like, some people you could see awkward and you're like, that's never going away. Like, some people, it's like, you're going through a phase and you're like, that's just who you are, buddy.
Yeah.
You're going to have to find somebody who's, like, really into whatever your thing is, you know?
And then you see the one kid with, like, he's only got the one sweatshirt that he wears and he's always chewing on the one string. And you're like, that's a lifer right there. That's not going away.
Old me, bud. old Kenny.
It's different. Yeah, I think middle school, it was mainly for me. Like, me and my friends, we were big into, like, wrestling, so we were wrestling in the bathrooms. After school, we would, like, wrestle at the bus stop. We would, like, jump on trampolines and choke slam each other and stuff like that.
Okay.
Never got suspended from school, mainly because like my parents worked in school. So like everybody knew my parents. I could never get away with anything.
Oh, you're kind of so like both your mom and your dad worked at the same school?
At one point, yes. At one point, both of my parents worked at my school. This was when I was in middle school in the sixth grade. Like my mom and dad both worked at the school. I didn't get away with anything.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Was your dad a teacher?
My dad definitely was a teacher. My mom's a school social worker.
Okay, so you were like, so you being a teacher is like right, that was in the cards.
Not really. I was not interested in teaching at all.
Yeah.
The reason I got into teaching was like, I was working at PetSmart, and I've told King the story before. I was working at PetSmart or whatever, and then my dad just helped me get this job at like this alternative school, and I was like, oh, I need a job that provides insurance, so yeah, I'll do the job.
Yeah.
And little did I know there would be a fight on the first day of school as a teacher. I was like fucking, maybe I was 22. So yeah, I was literally 22 the first year I taught. And like kids were like, boom, boom in the middle. Like, do I help or do I run? Yeah,
do you fight the kid? Do you hear out the situation? Do you see, assess whether the kid deserved getting his ass kicked? You know, I mean,
it was insane. Cause like, even more so, like this school was my middle school as a kid. Like I walked those same halls when I was a kid and I was like, this wouldn't have been me. I never would have gotten a fight in school. It would have never happened. But yeah, dude.
Yeah. I mean, your dad. So what was it like having your dad as a teacher? I mean, my mom worked in my elementary school, but she was like a front desk lady, which is, I think, way different than having like a teacher.
So this is what was weird. So sixth grade, like I said, like my dad was a teacher in the school. He actually was my sixth grade science teacher.
No.
So that's just a weird
situation. It's weird.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And like the thing is, like, I'm never gonna call my dad Mr. Sheffield. I know him. I've seen his boxers. I'm not gonna give him that type of respect.
Yeah. Out in,
like, I would just, my dad, I remember in the sixth grade, I just called him, hey, man. Like, that's who he was all of sixth grade, was hey, man. Because I know him. I know him. Like, yeah. What? I'm not gonna call him sir.
Yeah, but if you call him dad, would he be like, not here?
Oh, absolutely.
Brand. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
There were times where I would be doing the homework, right? Like I would be sitting at the dinner table. My dad is like grading on a laptop or whatever. And I'm doing the homework. And I'm just like, hey, I need some help. And he's like, if I can't help the other kids, I can't help you. I'm like, I'm literally 2 inches from you.
Yeah. I'm your son. You know, we have a mutual interest in me succeeding.
No, yeah. I'm on your dad's side on that. He's not on the clock. He gets paid like shit. He's like, no, you give me $15 for that answer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that was... Sixth grade was very weird. Also the same year that 9/11 happened. Sixth grade for me.
Oh, wild. Did it happen while your dad was teaching?
No, I was in my English class.
Your dad just starts talking about the forensics of it. As you can see here, if we look at our other lessons, The gasoline hit with this in another way. Yeah, this is spontaneous kibosh.
I remember I was jealous of my dad in sixth grade because everybody talked about how my dad was cooler than me. And you never want to hear that.
Oh, my God.
That is.
A sixth grade science teacher in my head is possibly the lamest thing a human can be. Yeah,
that's how.
So for that to be cooler than you in sixth grade is like, I am failing on a colossal level.
Yeah, dude.
For my dad to be talking about like fucking just formulas and be just killing.
And I was like, well, I got to go to a different school. The next year,
killing yourself, that's not off the table at that point. Stuff like that.
Yeah. That school is crazy.
Wait, so you went to a different school after sixth grade?
Yeah.
Because you were like...
Oh, you literally left?
Yeah.
Was that a huge part of it?
Huh?
Was that a huge part of it?
Oh, no. I didn't know a lot of those kids because like they didn't live in my neighborhood. Like the kids from my neighborhood went to like... the school that was like pretty much maybe like 15 minutes away from me. And I went to like the school my parents were at, which was like maybe 20 minutes away.
Okay.
So yeah, I just went and reunited with my elementary school friends. Like, oh, I know everybody in this school versus me being the new kid at my parents' school. That's how.
Right. And then the kids liked your parents more than you. And you're like, my dad's a fucking teacher.
The enemy.
Dude. All the teachers at the school loved me. The kids, they didn't care for me so much. Yeah. Important things to do. They thought they were gonna get like answers and shit from me because my dad was a teacher. I was like, I don't. He won't give me the answers.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be weird if your dad was like, "Hey, I heard you kissed my son last night on a date, so I gave you a little A on that assignment." Yeah. Like, this is the weird. That's weirder than.
Hey, listen, you invite my kid to sit at your table. Where I'm gonna bump everything up. Bump you up a grade. Each person here.
Yeah, dude.
Don't pick them last and fucking kickball again, and we'll.
Yeah, that's not the last time my dad was my teacher, though.
Did he like? Did he discipline you like a teacher? Did he just send you? Was he like out of the house for 15 minutes?
I never got into any trouble in my dad's class because I knew he would beat me like we were at home. Because
oh, okay.
Yeah, you're also North Carolina. It's like the gloves are off, man.
Like, my dad's like, oh, like I know him. He's acting up. Let me grab my belt. Who cares about these 20?
Yeah.
My dad was also my driver's ed teacher.
No way.
Is there just 8 people in Goldsboro? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Is there just no one else who could? Like, he was also the policeman who arrested me. He was the guy at my graduation who handed me the diploma. He put out fires.
Like Eddie Murphy.
Why is there no one else in this town that's qualified to do anything besides your father? I don't know. Whenever a new restaurant opened, my dad would cut the ribbon. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
He's throwing a smock on. Yeah, dude. Like, legit, if you go to Goldsboro, there are so many people who I know just based off of, like, they know my dad, they know my parents. Like, my mom might be the most famous person I know because when I go to any grocery store, everybody knows my mom, and she always gives me, like, the stand-up comic type of thing. When she turns, she goes, I didn't even know who that was. I'm like, well, good for you. I wish I could say that.
Everybody, you're jealous of your mom killing at the fucking the Wiggly Piggly in Goldsboro?
For sure. Like, my mom, she tells me stories about how, like, she'll go to, like, a Sam's Club, which is very Southern, of course. She'll go to, like, a Sam's Club, and people will start talking to her randomly. And it takes her 3 hours to remember who that person was. I'm like, Jeez. How are you more famous than me?
Your mom's on tour. Your mom's going to go on a tour of, like, Sam's Clubs and, fucking, you know, Kroger's and the whole thing. Just a small talk tour.
Yeah, my mom, it's the same thing, but she's just talking to the sample lady. And like the sample lady wants no part of it, and my mom's like, "So these are 152. That's amazing. You know, my son does stand up comedy."
That's the worst thing ever. Whenever anybody says that, and you're like, please don't ever bring that up.
Everybody in my town knows I do stand up because, like, all of the dentist I used to go to, everybody there, like, knows me, and, like, some of them are friends with me on Facebook. My mom's like, oh, well, Grant lives in New York now. He's a stand-up comic. And they're like, oh, New York, stand-up comic.
Yeah.
And that's the conversation. Like, oh, the dental assistant from the dentals, whatever, was like, hey. And I was like, oh, tell her I said hey, I guess. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, but, yeah, that was a lot, dude.
Has your dad ever just automatically become mayor? Has it just been like, because you're doing everything else, you are the mayor of the town? Is your dad just Goldsboro? Is he the entire entity of Goldsboro?
He's the whole city. Yeah, dude. There, like I said, he taught me driver's ed when I was in high school. So he was my driver's ed instructor in high school. And the way the system works is there are like 30 or 40 driver's ed instructors to choose from. And since I went to my high school, my dad serves my high school and some of the other ones. He was my driver's ed instructor, which is like absurd.
Yeah. How many hours is that? Did you have to?
It's like three days. I think you will drive for like 2.5 hours each of those days. And my dad sleeps when you drive him around. My dad's like a baby in a car seat. Like, he goes to sleep immediately when you're driving.
Well, that, so you were like, okay, how do I start it? And he was just like, just go slow so I don't. Okay. Yeah, my dad, like, he taught me how to drive. He wasn't my driver's ed teacher, but he taught me how to drive stick because that's the only cars we had. And it was this super nice BMW that So I just kept stalling it, he kept getting more and more angry and in a British accent. And there was one, I'll always remember it because So I'm at a stoplight. This is like my second ever time being at a stoplight in a while driving. And I'm trying to go, and the car keeps stalling. And I get to like my fourth stall, and I'm in the middle of an intersection. People are like honking. And my dad's like, either you do it or you don't, lad. You do it or you don't. And I didn't even know how to answer that. I go, I guess I don't. And he goes, what? And I got out of the car and I sat in the back and I just like put my head in my lap. And I was like, I don't, I don't. And he was like, oh, this is fucking unbelievable. And he got out. He walked behind the car and apologized to the people behind us. He went, I'm sorry, my son's a fucking twat. And got behind the wheel and like gunned it down the street, like to the, I think it was like a gas station. He pulled out like into a gas station. We just sat there for a little bit and it was tense. And then he was like, I'm going to give you another try. And that's how I learned to drive. And then on, I just had so much focus. Cause I was like, if I stall again, he'll fucking kill me. And
that's effective. I do love that. I would love to have them as like a motivational speaker in my voice where it's like, should I go out and do comedy? He's like, you either do it or you don't, lad, you fucking pussy. Like, I want that playing in my head all the time. It's like, should I message or should I ask? You either do it or you don't, you fucking bitch. Like that is just such a perfect, intense, like weird, angry British Yoda advice to be throwing at you.
He always
I guess I don't. That's how I would feel about life at this point, just me going, I guess I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Either you do or you don't. I guess I don't. And I got out of the car of life and I'm sitting in the back seat.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, Grant, thanks a lot for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Do you have anything you want to plug? Do you have a podcast?
You know what's funny? I have a name for a podcast, but I don't have the actual podcast.
So you don't have a podcast?
No, like I have all the things but record.
Oh, okay. Damn. So you have a future podcast.
Okay. Well, what's the name of the future podcast? Because this will be in the future when it comes out. So
that means I need to record now then.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you got to get ready. Hey, bud. Join the community.
Yeah, the name of the podcast is Another Black Dude Podcast. I think I need to go ahead and start recording before somebody like takes that name. So yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Can't believe
Absolutely. Hey guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD Podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.